That is all of our, well, not all of our regular business. I was going to say that, but we're going to go back. We have taken case number 12,116 under advisement. And Mr. Mills, I'll come back to you because you made the motion.
Yeah, I just wanted some more time to think about it.
Okay.
I don't know about the rest of you. It's really a shame that this is, I'm not convinced that it wasn't created by the applicant, and that's a big, my biggest problem with it.
Just as a reminder, the rest of the board, there are two different variances we're looking at, one for the shed and the side, and then one for the porch and the steps.
Right,
I'm sorry,
and I'm speaking, right, okay. And in regard to the shed. But the rest of you may think differently, so I'll limit my comments to that.
Okay. Ms. McGee?
I can understand the variance for the front step, but not the shed. It's a 5-foot side setback, and I think it was just totally, I'm not convinced that it isn't created by the applicant, and I think if we turn that part down, we need to send a letter to this reputable builder and let him know that he's not doing what he's supposed to.
Okay. Mr. Mears?
I agree with Mr. Miller and Ms. McGee. I find it disappointing that a builder would represent himself as to thinking a setback is right on a property line, but that liability does transfer over to the owner.
Right. Mr. Workman?
Yeah, the shed, I have a problem with it. I mean, I think he's going to have to move that shed over. He's going to give up some of his pool property, his steps around the pool to get it over. But the other part I agree with, but the shed, I'm not in favor of that.
I think his builder needs to move it.
Yeah.
Me too.
I've got to agree.
No.
Yeah, I got to agree with that. The builder somehow should have to bear some of the
burden
of this of moving it or something.
Without hearing the builder side of the story, I don't necessarily agree with that. But
agree.
Well, you want more time? Do we have the builder to be here, or we've done that?
No.
It's up to you, Mr. Mills.
No, because ultimately
we do need
it is
to send him a letter, though.
Yeah,
and letting him know.
I don't disagree with that.
No, I go along with that definitely.
I mean, it's unfortunate, but he's in the situation. But again, I'm just not convinced.
I'm not either.
I can do any repairs behind the shed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see I can do any repairs behind that shed.
If piece siding came off or fascia or whatever, it'd be tough.
Yeah.
Yep.
Without a doubt. Without trespassing.
Yeah. I'm just not in favor of that. I mean, he might not know, but when you set something like that, you'll see it then.
Well, I mean, you know, the reason I'm not convinced is because even the homeowner, I mean, I think most homeowners, like Mr. Mears said, that you know, you know you can't build something that close to the line or on the line. And so I think the homeowner knew. I think that's what he desired, and I think the builder said, okay. And I think that's based on the opposition's testimony. I think that that's why there was avoidance when she inquired.
And she knew it. She questioned it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
So.
I know it's hard, but I think when we do get complaints, we need to be a little bit...
Yeah, well...
Try and send somebody out quicker.
I think in this case, you know, she saw the framing. I mean, shed takes a couple of days, in all fairness, it's probably...
Well, that's probably true.
Quickly done and...
Yeah.
Yep, and we've, I remember a case years ago. A builder was told, 6 months later, came before us.
Yep.
And we asked why you continued building. He says, "Knew I'd get the variance approved." I don't think I need to tell you the outcome of that one.
No.
But anyway, I'm not convinced, so. Yeah, if you want me to make a motion, sure.
And
I think in regard to the front variance, I think that there's a certain uniqueness would lend itself to suggesting that's a minimum to afford relief and not created by an applicant for the front request. So I make a motion when we approve the variance for the front and for the side.
Second.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Mears that we approve the front variance and not the side variance. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Barber.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mayor?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, excuse me, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,116 is approved. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, if there's anything from the office?
Nope.
Nothing? Sharp, nothing?
We have, okay. We'll be back here, same bat time, same bat channel next Monday.
Yes, indeedy.
So our rare back-to-back.
We'll all be back. Okay, then if there's nothing else, we're open for adjournment. I'll entertain a motion.
We just have a motion to adjourn.
Second?
Witness for the...
Something. He was talking about something.
I was just curious. We just have one witness for the Hudson case. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, that was left open for the ability of the board to ask questions of the applicant.
Okay.
So there's no more testimony?
No more,
asking questions, you asking questions of the applicant?
Right.
Because they gave us so much stuff to look at.
Right.
Look at.
Okay.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, took 2 days to work. Okay. So all those in favor have a motion to adjourn then.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Then meeting is adjourned, subject to call.